Inside the Incredible Egg. Inside the Incredible Egg is a podcast produced by the American Egg Board with the purpose of keeping our producers current on what's happening at the board and in the egg industry. I'm Ashley Richardson, your host and AEB's Director of Industry Affairs Engagement. Today's episode covers AEB's latest return on investment study, which looks at our programming from 2017 through 2021. The study itself was conducted by Cornell University Professor of Economics, Dr. Harry M. Kaiser, and the economic analysis accounts for total market impacts of AEB's domestic and international marketing and research activities. This work also determines the net economic benefit for U.S. egg producers funding the program. What's different about this study, Dr. Kaiser?
For the first time this year, where I was asked to evaluate the last 5 years of the AEB's operations, we evaluated all of its programming, not just its consumer programming. And furthermore, we evaluated not only the direct impacts of the program to the egg industry, but also the indirect or macroeconomic positive effects of the AEB operation. The other good news here is that if you look at the last 3-5 year studies that have been conducted, that rate of return has been going up each period. The study that was conducted 10 or 15 years ago indicated a return of $8.11 for every dollar. The study that was done just before mine indicated a $9 return, and the current one has gone up to $10.
What other benefits and returns may be associated with AEB's programming?
The direct effects of the AEB was in terms of creating to the egg industry $914 million in total revenue, an annual average from 17 to 21. This impact of creating $914 million per year to the egg industry had positive spillover effects to the general economy, including increasing U.S. employment by over 12,000 people and U.S. employment income by $735 million. Increasing total value added by $1.2 billion to the U.S. economy, adding $3.5 billion to U.S. gross domestic product, and finally, creating additional governmental revenue through tax revenue to the tune of $267 million at the state, federal, and local levels. And so clearly, the activities of the AEB are, on the one hand, creating $914 million to the egg industry, but that action also has more important, if you will, benefits to the general economy.
What conclusions should egg producers draw from your study, Dr. Kaiser?
First, overall, AEB activities had a collective rate of return on investment of $10.11. That is, every dollar invested in the AEB has returned $10.11 in net revenue or in operating profit to egg producers. Number two, all six of the AEB activities that I evaluated had a significant impact on egg demand. They varied, but they're all significant. They were all positive. And overall, it basically indicated that had we not had the AEB over the last 5 years, egg demand in the United States would have been over 5% lower than it actually was. And finally, and also equally important, the direct effects of the AEB adding an incremental $914 million to the egg industry also had sizable positive spillover effects to the general economy.
Great. Dr. Kaiser, can you tell us a little bit more about how our rate of return ended at such a high point, being that $10.11?
Yes, that's a question that always comes up. I've conducted studies for many, many checkout programs, and a lot of people say, wow, that's a high rate of return. And yes, it is a high rate of return. And my answer to that is, what does a 10-to-1 rate of return indicate? Well, it indicates, as I mentioned, you're being very profitable. That's a very impactful evaluation.
Can you share your biggest takeaway from this study?
Number one is you should be very happy as egg producers that you have an organization that is generating very sizable incremental demand and a very profitable venture. So as an egg producer, you should be very happy about that. The other thing I would tout is that you really are contributing to the general economy as well.
How does or will your analysis method deal with the declining supply due to HPIA and the loss of hens?
Well, that's a very good question. And the easy answer is, in my analysis, it wasn't a factor because 2022 was not part of the model. The analysis ended because I was doing the analysis in 2022. But I think it was in 2016, there was an issue there. And I controlled for that on both the supply and the demand side by including in the econometric model, I don't want to get too technical, variables to capture that decrease due to that occurrence on the supply side. So the model does take that into consideration. But if you're talking about 2022, it's not an issue because in this analysis, it ended in the fourth quarter of 21.
Dr. Kaiser, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Ashley.